I'm all excited because I've got two of my favorite people in the studio with me. Coming up, we have Crash Bamboo, which is Amber McLean and Pritam Sengupta playing live on Folk Roots Radio. So please stay with us for the rest of the show for that. And if you're a musician and you'd like to come in for a chat or perhaps to play live, get in touch, jan@folkrootsradio.com. We'd love to hear from you. They're all warmed up and ready to go. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for early in the morning. I got to say, you know, it's musicians you bring in. You know, they're often up till 2 or 3 in the morning because that's what they do. That's when people want to hear them. You know, nobody really wants to listen to music at 10 in the morning unless it's on the radio or it's on this show. So we're very lucky to have them. We're going to let them play first. This is Crash Bamboo featuring Amber McLean and Pritam Sengupta on Folk Roots Radio on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Well, I fog up a window as I stare out in the past. There's an old heart revealed some years later. It was hiding in the memories of the glass. Now I can't light a candle when I think of years ago, but I hope somewhere the fire's still burning. All we need, love, is a spark to see it glow. There's a light that shines on through. There's a love that's always true. There's a hope every day we'll feel like new. Hey, you. Be home real soon. The road, it feels like a decade, measure miles in years gone by. Every town that I drive feels like hours. Every highway, a second gone right. Now I can't hide this feeling, yeah, I whisper it in the wind. May the words fly on leaves and autumn breezes, till they find you in a letter in your hand. There's a light shines on through. There's a love that's always true. There's a hope every day we'll feel like new. Hey, you. I'll be home real soon. That I've been building walls in front of me, but I carry on. As yesterday is gone, tomorrow never comes. All we got is riding on today. And the soul, it comes out for the healing. Give it time and know we'll find our way in the end. there's a light shines on through. There's a love that's always true. There's a hope every day will feel like new. Hey, you. I'll be home real soon. I'll be home real soon. I'll be home real soon.
Wasn't that amazing? That is Crash Bamboo live in the studio on Folk Roots Radio this morning. I'm like floored. Okay. Wow. I maybe shouldn't talk very much. Crash Bamboo is Amber McLean and Pritam Sengupta. It's great to have you guys in this morning.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. I know you sound great together because you've played together a lot, but that was kind of when it was Amber playing with Pritam on the same bill, but you would play together.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about why you decided to become Crash Bamboo.
I guess I'll take that one. Yeah. I played the Folk Music Ontario Conference. I was an official showcase last year, and rather than going up there by myself and being a regular nervous mess, I thought maybe I'll bring a friend with me and have her sing along. So I asked Amber if she wanted to sing with me, and she said, yes, of course, I'd love to. And then after that, a couple of weeks later, I got a call or a text message from her and said, hey, so I was wondering if maybe you wanted to actually just do a whole project together. I was like, me being Amber McLean's band? I'm like, I pretty much joined that like 10 years ago. So I was happy when she asked me to do that. And it was all at the suggestion of your husband, actually.
Yeah, he was, because I think he heard us, you know, practicing together. And our voices have a really similar, I think in our breath, well, there's certain areas of our voice that are very, very similar, even though you have man voice.
I often get told I sing like a girl.
And I have a low voice. So my husband was listening to us sing together, and he's the one, woke up one morning, and he said, I think you and Pritam should be a band. So I think I texted you 5 minutes after that. Yeah. Let's join a band. And
I think you said you want to do it like a duo project. And
duo
I said,
project.
Can we call it a band? Yeah. I'm not really interested in being a duo, but I really do want to be in a band.
A band of two.
Yeah, so we're a band of two.
Well, you know, the thing that gets me is that, I mean, you do sing beautifully together. And bearing in mind, you know, you came in the studio. You know, if you're listening at home, when anyone comes in to play on the radio, I mean, they usually arrive 15, 20 minutes before, get a little chance to tune up. But then they're in, and then they have to start. And, you know, things are not quite like they would be for a live show. You don't have a sound check or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You really just ride into it. And for the first song, that was fabulous. What was the name of that song?
It's a song called Hey You.
Hey You.
Hey You.
Hey You, you're on Folk Roots Radio. Yeah. That's good.
Hey You, you're on Folk
Roots. We have to make that into a station ID.
Hey You, you're listening to Folk Roots Radio.
You know, don't joke about it.
You're next.
That's good. That's a beautiful song. Is that one of your own?
Yeah, I wrote that. And I thought, we were talking about what we wanted to play on the way here. And I thought, and I heard the Remembrance Day songs that you were playing. So I thought that one might be something close to a Remembrance Day type song that we might have. You know, sort of that long distance. You know, originally it was written sort of almost a love song. And you know, being on the road, playing shows and being away from the people you love. But, you know, they're right there for you anytime. So.
Because again, this project, you're still doing your own music. I think, Amber, you were actually at the Guelph Lecture for Being Canadian playing last night. Is that
right?
Yes.
So,
I mean, you're all pretty active, and I saw, you know, you're still pretty active by yourself as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, right now, I think my focus right now, at least, we're doing this record together. We're actually in the studio this week to record it, so that's kind of exciting for us. So I've kind of put everything else on the back burner for now, and I'm focusing on this, and then when we're done recording this, I'll get back into doing some of my own writing again, and then we'll... Amber's got a release coming out in the new year, and then, you know, then I'll write another one and put it out, and then we can just support each other and do what we do. And
it's fun to write for this project, though, I find, because we're both kind of pulling out different elements of our songwriting for this. So, I mean, I know that there's some ideas that I've that I've been playing around with for a few years, and I thought it hasn't been right for me to perform, but then I thought it's perfect for Crash Bandicoot. Mm-hmm. So we're having a neat time. We'll text each other now and then and say, oh, a song idea today, so we're both keeping this project.
It's more Amber and just sends me things, and I feel horrible about not having more ideas.
That's not
She's like, I just wrote a new song. And I'm like, you wrote a new song? Come on.
Oh, how terrible. I wrote a new song.
No, it's amazing.
I'm going to get therapy, so I stopped doing it.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I got to ask one question. Why Crash Bamboo? How did that name come?
Oh, boy. That was almost a year in the making, that name.
Yeah.
We toyed around with 55 different names, and I always had some really cool punk rock names that I thought would be great for our band, but Amber just didn't think they were really appropriate or fitting to what we did.
So you're really hooked on this band thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I love being in a band. I think it's great. So, yeah. The actual name itself, it was finally a deadline. We were under the gun. We had to get, for these shows that we're playing this week, we had to get some promotional materials together, and the other guys had asked us what we were called or if we just wanted to be billed as Peter and Amber, and I was, well. And then we finally came up with it, and really the bamboo part comes from pandas. And me being a P and...
Me being an A.
She being an A.
P and A.
P and A spells out panda. So we thought, okay.
So you were going to be called the Pandas.
Well, we were thinking about the Panda Band, and then I was like, I already sound really cutesy anyway. And I was like, I want to be in a more punk rocky type band. So then Crash Bamboo just kind of fit itself, and then the whole pun on the Crash Bam Boom, and... It just worked. Amber came in from the kitchen. We were actually at a rehearsal, and I said, Crash Bamboo? And she's like, I love it.
Yeah, that was okay. You always know. I've had to pick other band names, and it's the hardest thing to do because you need the Twitter handle, you've got to get your .com, you've got to get all these other social media things that go along with it. That's one side of it. But you have to have a name that you're going to be able to sit behind, and that's a really, really hard thing.
Yeah,
to find
we had
that.
A few little iterations, and I wanted to be Skeletor Saves Christmas at one point in time, and that was a little too punk rock, you know, we were another one that was a little too folksy, and I just said, you know what, that just screams sensitive folk duo, and she's like, that's what we are. I'm like, yeah, and that's kind of why that's not really working for me.
Yeah, so. But I like it because it's... it'll make people think, well, who on earth are Crash Bamboo? But then, you know, you say, oh, yeah, I really get that. So that's great.
It's hard to find a name, too, that nobody else has come up with. And if you Google Crash Bamboo, we got the .com, we got...
Yeah,
nobody else has
Twitter handle
anywhere has that band name, which is, you know, almost impossible these days.
Yeah, you don't want to find that in Fiji there's another band called Crash Bamboo.
Not that we found so far.
Well, I hope if there is one,
but maybe
they
wear
invite us over to play
to
play shows with them in Fiji, because that might be a lot of fun.
Let's go back to some music. What would you like to play for us now?
Ooh.
Go ahead.
I've got one. All right. This is a very, very new song for us that we will be recording in 4 days.
Or less. Yeah.
It's called Just a Word. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 4.
It's hard to say it all in a word. Wrap it all up neatly in a sound, hand it to you gently. I can't seem to lift it, it's so heavy. If I can make something to hold it all,
weave it out of all the things I know,
weave it out of all the things I know.
I lay it delicately in the air and let it hang.
Isn't that the way it always goes?
And
it rains and it pours. I think I'll sit out on my porch.
switch and watch it fall. Watch it fall. If I could write it all into a song, never would there be quite such a song. I'd sing to you sweetly, you'd forget that I was wrong completely. Isn't that the way it always goes? It rains, it rains, and it pours, it pours. I think I'll sit out on my porch and watch it fall.
Isn't that the way? Isn't that the way
it always goes? It rains, it rains, and it pours, it pours. I think I'll sit out on my porch and watch it fall. Isn't that the way it always goes? It rains, it rains, and it pours, it pours. I think I sit out on my porch and watch it fall.
And watch it fall.
And watch it fall.
That was beautiful. That is Crash Bamboo live in the studio on Folk Roots Radio this morning. Crash Bamboo are Pritam Singhupta and Amber McLean. And who wrote that song? Is that an Amber song or a Pritam song or both?
Amber song. Well, they start off as one or the other usually, and then they end up being just little things that we change, so it becomes a collaboration for sure.
So you're going into the studio this week. How many songs are you planning to record?
We've got nine planned, and then whatever magic happens in the studio might yield more.
Yeah.
Out loud for the first time.
So. When are we going to be able to hear any of these?
Don't know. That's I think getting it recorded is the first step for us, and then I know with Amber's release coming up, we should probably focus on that for the early part of the spring and summer.
Oh, I'm going to have music before then. I'm sorry, but I don't think I can wait that long.
Oh, we might be able to slide you an advanced little...
I can be some of your advanced publicity.
It's true, it's true.
I would say 2014 at some point.
I'd say early. I feel like it's reasonable to say early spring.
Yeah, spring, summer.
I mean, do you see this as something like you want to take on the festival circuit, or are we looking at maybe, you know, clubs in the fall type scenario here?
I would love to play festivals, whether that happens this year or next. Mm-hmm. For me, it's not a rush. I'm not rushing to do anything with this. I want it to sound right, and I want it to be something that we're really happy with and proud of, and then be able to take it to people after that.
Yeah. Now, we did post the video that we received from you, which was your version of Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy, which is very cool. If you want to check out that on YouTube, I think we have it on the Folk Roots Radio Facebook page, and obviously you'll find it on both Pritam and Amber's pages on Facebook. Does Crash Bamboo have a Facebook page?
Crash Bamboo has a page. We don't.
But nobody's liking it.
Yeah,
yet.
No.
If you're listening, you must go and like everybody's page.
That would be great if people wanted to go find Crash Bamboo and like it. I think you need 25 likes to be able to have your own name to the page, and we're not quite at 25 yet. So we're still like a whole mess of 55 numbers.
I can almost hear that you've just got one just now, because there's somebody sitting at home that does all the graphics for this show, and they will be working away looking for Crash Bamboo.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. What about the website? Is that up and running yet?
Crashbamboo.com right now is a link to our CBC profile. So it goes to a music page where you can find, you can find a demo of one of our songs, and you can read our little bio, and that the lineup lists Amber McLean as the girl and Pritam Singhupta as the boy. So that's kind of how we are right now.
Yeah. Well, this sort of boy-girl duo is very popular just now and really resonates with a lot of people. I mean, I think it's just is really, which is, from that point of view, it's obviously a really good idea. But also because you do really blend together really, really well. And what is also very apparent, and again, if anybody's seen you play together, is that you have a nice presence together. You play off each other in concert very well, too.
That's, you know, and that's, what, and I've said this about being in this band and to a lot of people. I said, you know what, it's fun how, I mean, the band, we're growing and we're developing our songs and our sound and all that, but I said the relationship is growing as well, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Amber now can just say, okay, here's what we're going to do, and you're not going to like this very much, but I'm going to tell you something. And, of course, I don't like it very much, but I listen because I should, because she's smart. Because
I have the bossy pants.
I sometimes call her the boss of the band, but really,
I'm not.
Mickey's the boss of the band.
Yeah. Well, why don't we play some more music? As I mentioned, the Bobby McFerrin song. Can you play that?
Yes.
Sure.
Let's do it.
This is Don't Worry, Be Happy by Crash Bamboo, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Here's a little song I wrote. Might won't sing it note for note, but don't worry, I'll be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it dumb. But don't worry, I'll be happy. Do 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 do. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed, but don't worry, I'll be happy. Landlord said the rent is late, he may have to litigate, but don't worry, I'll be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no one to make you smile, don't worry. Be happy. 'Cause when you worry, your face will frown. That will bring everybody down. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Do 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 do.
You know, that is wonderful. I've got to say that I'm not sure I'm down with this idea of just holding the music back. I don't believe that. Actually, when we were at Folk Music Ontario, and we were in one of the workshops, and I, you know, because somebody was saying this, oh, I've recorded this album, but I'm going to put it out so-and-so. It's like, no, you know, you've got to put it out there. Get it out there. Because, like, you know, even if it's, you put it out as an EP, I mean, I still believe that EPs are really good for building buzz.
Yeah.
And even if you go mainly the download route at the beginning and put it onto to iTunes and other places, because I would love an EP with the first three or four songs that I've heard three songs now, but you know, we'd have a version of that on it and then two or three others, but that's what I would do first. I mean, even if, you know, I know you've got the costs of packaging and everything else to consider if you're going to, you know, produce the actual CD version.
Yeah.
But I more and more believe that, you know, that getting things like this onto to places like iTunes creates buzz, and it's kind of all of that business.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Just release a single first and then...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, a single with, you know, two or three songs on it. I think that is... Yeah.
With the B-side.
With it, yeah, classics. Absolutely. Yeah.
The classics.
Yeah, put it on a 7-inch so we can all say, oh, what a great B-side.
Yeah, I would love
it. Or maybe it's actually a double A-side. Let's just flip it over. Go up the charts again.
No. True.
Yeah, that's great. I'm going to get you to play another song in a few minutes, mm-hmm. but before we do that, let's talk about the shows that you have, mm-hmm. because I think you're playing in Hamilton tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the shows that you have planned. And I think I'm going to line up a song from people that you're playing with as well, but
yes,
I'll let you get
great.
To that point get first. So tell us a little bit about the shows you got planned.
Well, we're actually playing with our new musical besties. They're called Ash and Bloom, and they came through you, actually. You were friends with them first.
I met them last year at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. Yeah, they got in touch, and then they wanted to do a podcast. They do a podcast, and they wanted us on it. And
mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, that's a great idea. And then they came over to Amber's house one night, and we all recorded, and we just had a really nice night together mm-hmm. and thought we should start playing some shows together. And those guys are just fabulous. They're really talented, and they sing beautifully together, and they're just the sweetest guys.
Yeah.
Well, let's line up a little bit Ash and Bloom first, and then what we're going to do is we'll go into a Crash Bamboo song straight after it, so people can listen to Ash and Bloom and then Crash Bamboo. And it works to play you both together. You don't feel threatened by this at all.
No, we actually have a bitter band rivalry, which is kind of fun because our names kind of rhyme. Yeah. Ash and Bloom.
So you're playing tonight in Hamilton. Where is that?
Tonight at the Casbah Lounge in mm-hmm. Hamilton. I believe it's 7:30 that we're starting.
Yes.
So tonight in Hamilton, and it's their EP release, so it'll be a fun night.
Then a week today.
Not a week today, on Thursday.
On Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday
the 14th.
We're playing here in Guelph at Magnolia Cafe, that lovely little room called Magnolia Cafe. And it's the same, it's kind of a home-and-home thing. They play in their home mm-hmm. tonight, and then they come to our home.
It sounds like you may need audience participation. Let's hear it for Ash and Boo.
Yes.
Let's hear it for Crash and Boo.
Yes.
See who wins. You know, I could... Maybe we need to put this on the radio. That's wonderful. That's
so
wonderful.
Those are the two shows coming up, and we're sandwiching a recording of an album in between those two shows.
That's great. Well, Ash and Bloom have an EP out. It's entitled the Ash and Bloom EP. This is a beautiful song entitled Heaven is a Ghost Town. It's not really a ghost town. Don't panic. If you're sitting at home thinking, oh, my God, there's no one in heaven. I'm sure whatever heaven you're going to, whether it's Silicon Heaven or anywhere else, there will be people there. Don't worry about this. Ash and Bloom and Heaven is a Ghost Town on Folk Roots Radio, CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Centuries ago, taught that every road would share one end. And you know, whatever road you choose, no matter what you think is true, we all end up dead. A grown up 20 years ago told me I would go if I was good. With Grandma forever singing happy hymns, and the alternative was grim, I understood. But am I gonna make it? I don't know. See those gates when we find out. Oh, 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 oh. If we stay up or get sent down. Oh, 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 oh. If angels are recording every sin, will anybody ever make it in? If it's only saints alive.
is a ghost town. Heaven is a ghost town. Heaven is a ghost town. I was a fundamentalist before, and I was positively sure who's in, who's not. But I saw we all have secrets that we hide, and we all know just what it's like to squirm when we're caught. So are you gonna make it? I don't know. We'll see those gates when we find out. Oh, 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 oh. If we stay saints allowed. Heaven is a ghost town. Heaven is a ghost town. Heaven is a ghost town.
That was Ashen Bloom from the Ashen Bloom EP and Heaven is a Ghost Town. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. I'm Jan Hall, and this is Crash Bamboo live in the studio.
With all that I am, I'll honor you, my love, through good and bad. For times when we're apart, I hope you know that I'll cherish every moment that we had. Tell the twins, dear, I love them. Tell John I'm proud of him. Kiss our baby on the cheek. Tell Tommy I'm coming home. Coming home. How I long for summer nights in wilderness. Water that reflects the moonlight glass, with the laughter at our feet as the years pass, and thoughts of you, love, beckoning me back. Tell the twins, dear, I love them. Tell John I'm proud of him. Kiss our baby on the cheek. Tell Tommy I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming.
proud of him. Kiss our baby on the cheek. Tell Tommy I'm coming. Tell the twins, dear, I love them. Tell John that I'm so proud of him. Kiss our baby on the cheek. Tell Tom I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
That's Crash Bamboo live on Folk Roots Radio this morning. And coming home, remember, Crash Bamboo is Pritam Sengupta and Amber McLean. That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely
Thank
beautiful
you.
Song.
Thank you very much.
Wow, yeah.
Thank
Can't
you.
Wait for you guys to get in the studio. I think I'll just arrange for a limousine to take you straight there.
Yeah, no kidding. It's been a lot. It's been, you know, a year in the making. I'm really excited, and it feels like it's just kind of happened so quickly in the last few months.
Yeah, it really has.
Okay. We only have a few moments left, and I do want you to get you to play one more song before we wrap today. So what I'm going to do is get you just to remind people where they can catch Crash Bamboo in the next few weeks, and then we'll get to that song and you can announce it.
Excellent.
Sure, go ahead.
We are going to be at the Casbah tonight in Hamilton at 7:30. And with Ash and Bloom, and then we are going to do a hometown show for us at Magnolia, which is a lovely little cafe if you haven't been there. And that's going to be on the Thursday, the 14th, at 7:30 as well.
And that's on Yarmouth Street.
Yes,
well.
It is. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
great. Okay, we're going to wrap. What are you going to play with us?
Play for us. Sun Always Shine on Your Door.
Yeah,
that
sweet.
Seems like a nice
Yeah. Excellent.
And the set. It's a song called May the Sun Always Shine on Your Door.
Oh, perfect way to finish the show today. It's great having you both in. Thanks
Thank
again.
You so much.
We'll definitely do this again.
Absolutely.
I loved it. You're listening
to
Folk Roots Radio, CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Sun always shine on your door, love. Never fear your shadow. May you walk with the wind at your back, love, and I will follow. No, in my head I can't hold on to a moment. Believe me, it's taking a toll on this soul. Maybe you felt all alone, but look in your heart, love. See, I've been there all alone. Fight all your fears, dry all those tears. May you never look back with regret, love, on this time we bought. Live on in your heart, love, for the forward sorrow. No, in my head I can't hold on to a moment. Believe me, it's taking a toll on this sore head. Maybe you felt all alone, but look in your heart, love. See, I've been there all alone. Fight all your fears, dry all those tears. For all your life in trying times, always count on me to call the right to say. Pull you to your feet. I don't know where we'll go. I don't want to look back at the road less traveled. There's no need to track on my name to roll as the film fades to black in the end.
at all the secrets you keep, love, in your sleep, truth, safe, known. May you dream about the places you go, love, always find your way home. No, in my head I can't hold on to a moment. Believe me, it's taking a toll on this old head. Maybe you felt all alone, but look in your heart, love. See, I've been there all along. Fight all your fears, dry all those tears. May the sun always shine on your door, love. Never fear your shadow.
That was absolutely fantastic. Crash Bamboo live on Folk Roots Radio this morning. I'm Emma McLean, Pritam Singh Gupta. Absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Much.